This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 141 for Monday, February 9th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Thank you. Oh my God, leaving for LA tomorrow.
So here we are in the store.
Packing.
Packing. And we're doing pretty well.
We came in yesterday to get a start on it. We dropped off our son Garrett at the airport and came to the store and got quite a bit done yesterday.
Yeah, we're about a day ahead of schedule.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sort of.
It means we won't be here until midnight or one in the morning like we've been known to do. So
podcasts day earlier, hour earlier, totally screwing everybody up. But
sorry.
Where are we going to be tomorrow at this time?
We haven't figured out how to do it from the road yet because the internet is not always great in the car. So
no, it certainly wouldn't be good enough for half hour podcast. So, in the time being, this will have to do. This week, LA Penn Show, of course, starts on
Thursday.
And we will be there on Thursday.
So whoever's there before us, hot coffee.
Lisa likes it with sweet and low and cream. I think in black.
There you go. Should be a good show.
Yeah, we're taking a different route this year.
We're going south.
Going south, which reminds me, I got to pack the testers.
Yes. It'll be a different route than we normally take. The last 2 years, we've gone to Denver, through the Rockies, to Vegas and down, and this year we're going to do Kansas through tiny little bit of Oklahoma and Texas, and then through New Mexico and Arizona. What's Tim say?
Sometime tomorrow we're going to be scaring.
Hey, leave the raccoons alone.
There were no raccoons on. New route. That's going to be fun, exciting.
Yeah.
I got to remember to bring the camera.
Yes.
And that's it.
We're going to just try it and see if we don't like it or if we find that it's longer part of me says that Utah is really boring because it's nothing but sand and rock, but it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Utah, funny, what would you call that? People from Utah? Utahs?
I don't know. It's beautiful, but we've never been to New Mexico or Arizona, so we're going to try it. Yes, Route 66.
Route 66, yeah, there we go. So we'll see how it is. And anyway, so show starts on Thursday. We're excited about that. We'll probably be pretty much zombies that whole day, but that's all right. We kind of did a rundown last week of the show, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Trader Days. If you're coming, if you're looking to buy pens, I think it's worth it to get the Trader Pass if you can swing it.
Do it. It's
just
worth it.
Just a better experience. Especially on Saturday. I mean, most people have Saturday off, the weekend off. You can get in on Saturday. Sunday is the public day. It's completely crazy.
It is.
Now it's 1/5 the price as it is on Saturday,
but it's chaotic. You can't move. You can't breathe. Ladies, do not bring a big purse. Yeah. You will be bumping people left and right.
Yeah. So, it's going to be fun.
Sarge,
thank you for reading my mind. Sarge is already on his way. If he's not already in LA, probably by now.
Sarge and Jazz, it'll be good to see them.
And aren't they usually behind us in LA? They're usually behind us in LA.
I think so.
So
it's hard to remember. Yeah. Usually we have John Colton in front of us.
Yeah,
and Sarge and Jazz, which is very dangerous because we can, like, on Saturday, you know, you can just kind of lean over the aisle and look and see what John's got on his table, and behind us just turn around and shop over Sarge's shoulder.
Yeah, I've never actually bought anything from Sarge because this stuff is just too nice. It's just,
I know,
it's great stuff.
It's beautiful.
But and all these, you know, like every pen is oversized. It's really beautiful. Looking forward to that. I don't really have, you know, I used to do those things every show. I used to do the wish list.
Well, you just got a pen.
I did. Well, that's a perfect, look at that, perfect segue.
Because it's also Valentine's Day.
This weekend is Valentine's Day. Give a pen to the one you love. In our case, we decided this year. the first year, like, you know, we're coming up on our anniversary is coming up in a couple months. And so, like, the first year is paper. The second year is glue. I don't know what it is. Glass. What is the second year?
China.
I don't even know. So what are you making fun of me? The fifth year apparently is Visconti. just to get that clear for anybody out there. Why don't you show what you...
First year was jewelry.
Was it jewelry?
So I've been debating on a Visconti, and Brian's had a couple. You got one or two?
I have one.
Now you have two.
I have two now.
All right. Brian plays with all the testers, and I just couldn't make up my mind. And I finally decided on the blue Salvador Dali. So let's see if I can do this without dropping it.
There we go.
It's really, really pretty. You probably can't see it very well.
It's like a blue and gray.
It's very like a streaky cloud in the beautiful blue sky. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Now, does that reference a particular painting, or is it just, it's just a blue? It does.
Oh, the painting? The color? No.
Oh, okay.
The clip does.
The clip does. Okay, we'll talk about the clip. Because I don't know. I mean, I've been to the Dali Museum.
You went with me.
I did. Absolutely. Of course.
You should show yours.
Well, no. What is the painting is?
You should show yours. Let's talk about yours. Skip the painting. Nobody wants an art history lesson.
This is an older Van Gogh. And we had a Van Gogh and we sent it off to Italy. It had a crack and
They couldn't repair it.
So they replaced the pen. And now the one we sent was a Starry Night. It had the older they had a different kind of closer mechanism. It was kind of like a little knob, and then you would do like a half twist or something. And that's usually, and they cracked because people would treat them differently. So what they actually sent back is a different color, and it has a standard threaded metal section on it. And then at the tip here, which is really cool, it's got the little Visconti V.
That's kind of cool.
Flipped both ways on the end. And this has the older 14 carat Visconti nib, two-tone nib. Not the palladium.
Brian's pen is a little brighter and a little more white, more cloudy than mine.
Yeah, so there's mine. It's very and let's pretty. See. Let's see your see, I thought they were the same pattern, but
no. Either way, they're super
they're
pretty.
They're very close, yeah.
Looks so weird on your laptop. So that's what we did for Valentine's Day in advance. And this way you can test the Viscontis at the show. That was my excuse. They're testers, exactly.
His steel nib is the same nib as on the Rembrandt and the Van Gogh.
It's an awesome writer. I, of course, got the fine like I always do. Very cool. But Thursday is a decent day at the show. People are just getting in and getting set up. We originally heard from the show organizer that the large ballroom would not be available. Then I heard back from him just the other day, and he thinks that it might be. So we haven't confirmed either way, but if it is, that would be awesome.
Would be nice. If not, there will be no ink on Thursday. But
we'll see.
Usually people are there Thursday, going to be there Friday anyway. So we'll at least have the ink set up on Friday, if not Thursday, if we can get in the room. So,
So Thursday is just kind of get set up, get a feel for things, do a little shopping ourselves.
Ooh, shopping. I like that word.
And
what
then,
kind of shopping are we doing? What are we shopping for?
Esther Brooks.
Which kid? The new ones? The old ones?
Don't listen to me. We've already paid for two new ones. That's as far as I'm ever going.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I couldn't resist.
No, we can look for some vintage.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. We'll see what – is Presnell going to be there on Thursday? Was he there Thursday last year?
I don't know.
Actually, does he even go to L.A.?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I think he does. He's close,
though. I don't know. We're going to hang out with John Colton, check out what he's got.
Rob Lott, maybe.
Yep, check out Rob Lott.
I bought a pen from Rob last year.
Lots and lots of people will be there. It's going to be awesome. I'm still looking for my Primavera.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know what I'm looking for. I got to figure that out. I got 38 hours in the car to figure that out.
And, you know, Thursdays just relax and unwind a little bit. So then Friday is more of the same. More people will be there. We're looking forward to seeing our buddies at Yaffa and Kenro. And then I think Philip Wang from Twisby is going to come and visit. That'll be cool.
Oh, we got to take care of that.
Yes, we do. And then Thursday night, we'll probably just eat. Oh, what time is it? What time is it?
7:12.
All right, who had 7:12 for food? Because Thursday night, we'll probably just eat in the bar. The food at the bar is really pretty good. And we'll just hang out with whoever's there. And then Friday night, we are super excited because we're having dinner with Jin from Atoya.
Jin Takamura.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
He's the, what is his official title? He's
President.
President.
Head honcho.
Big Cheese of Atoya.
Big Cheese? I guess we are in Wisconsin. Big Chief.
Should we bring him a cheese head? Wouldn't that be funny? No. That would not be funny.
We have plans for cheese head down the road. Yeah. So anyway, we are going to go to dinner with Jin, and that will be fun. He's recommending a place near the beach, and we're kind of excited to get out of the hotel.
Yeah, I don't. Did he give you an address yet, or are we going to call him? What's the?
We're going to get in touch with him.
We're going to get in touch with him. Okay.
His people are going to call our people.
Well, we are the people.
I know. So we're excited about that. And then Saturday, we have a private event to go to. And then we are doing margaritas and Mexican across the street.
Oh, we're doing Mexican.
Yes.
You're doing Mexican with the margaritas?
Yes.
Neat.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, that's the reception.
Oh, okay. What time is the
event? Anyway, so right after the show on Saturday, we have an event.
I'm just along for the ride. I don't know what's going on.
Sunday's the big day. Crazy, busy, chaos. It's madness. It's fun.
I think, I can't remember if Sunday or Saturday, I'm still waiting to hear back, but Paul Holman, the author of The Fountain Pens of Esterbrook, actually the only book on Esterbrook right now, will be at the show either Saturday or probably on Sunday.
That's when he was there last year.
So... it'll be cool to see him again, and well, I've got a little package for him, a little surprise.
Yeah.
Well, he knows it's coming, so it's not a surprise. But yeah, so he'll be there if you've never met Paul. If you happen, he usually comes and he comes to our table and he goes to the Sam and Frank
pandemonium,
and then he leaves. He's only there for
he doesn't like the crowds.
Half an hour. But he'll be there, which reminds me. I gotta pick up some stuff from Sam and Frank while we're there.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the shopping part.
That's the shopping part of it. Mm-hmm. I already shopped that, so
that's not the point. Anyway,
apparently, I'm not buying anything.
Sunday's chaotic. If you're gonna be there, try and get there early.
Early or late, but late is when people leave. You know, so
that's true. Although it's President's Weekend, right?
Yeah, it's something like that. It's Valentine's Day. So
but it's President's Weekend. Monday's a holiday.
Oh, okay. Is this shipping? You postal holiday?
I think so.
Okay.
So a lot of people will be staying over is the point. Not as many people leave as early as they do sometimes at other shows. So that's a positive thing.
Cool.
We'll be there till the very end.
Yes, we will. Are you bringing anything new? Anything?
We're bringing the Omas, the Albas. We're bringing the Virtuosas.
Virtuosas by Delta.
What else are we bringing?
I don't know.
A lot of stuff. We've been packing all afternoon. I couldn't even tell you. Tons of Sailor.
Sailor, yeah. A lot of Sailor. Oh,
tons of ink. If there's anything specific that you are looking for, send us an email before 2 o'clock tomorrow. Let us know so that we can make sure to bring it. Ink goes fast.
Yep.
We're bringing tons of Mont Blanc, but it will go fast.
So, cool.
Yeah. Other tips, tricks for people coming to the show?
I'd like to have a list. I'm not following my list this year, but...
Comfy shoes.
Comfy shoes, yep. The usual, even though more and more people are accepting a credit card to bring cash.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of it. I'm just kidding. The reason I say that, Lisa got interviewed like, what, 4 or 5 years ago for the Columbus Journal or something, and they were asking, well, what are the tips and tricks for going to a show? And she said, bring cash, lots of it.
I said, bring cash more than you think you might need.
Yeah.
Because the ATMs at the hotels generally run out, and not many people take checks.
Yeah, I think, was it L.A. last year, or was it L.A. or D.C.? I can't remember. One of the shows, the ATM actually ran out of money.
Oops.
Oops. And maybe it was D.C., but...
Yeah. L.A. is a great show. The hotel's really nice. The restaurant downstairs is nice. We're going to see Dan.
Oh, yeah, Mr.
Dapper Dan.
And if you're looking for, here's a good tip. If you're going, I know I've spoken to some folks on Reddit, it'll be their first show. If you're looking for vintage parts, have an idea of what you're looking for. Bring the parts in question. Like I need a section for a customer, a feed for a shaver for a customer's pen. Bring the parts. There will be lots of parts. Rich Lot will have parts. And also don't be afraid to buy a parts pen. Don't be afraid to buy a pen and strip it, because that's what we have to do. If a pen is cheap enough, I'll buy the pen for the nib, and then the rest of it goes in the parts bin.
Exactly.
So
that's it.
You know, lots of parts are going to be there. So hopefully I'm going to complete some of my projects.
I hope so. You bring this binder of parts bins every time.
I do. There's one less in it, though, this year.
Okay.
Awesome. Only because we're shipping it back. So couldn't find the part.
Awesome.
What else? Anything else? Well, this could be the shortest podcast on Epic and record.
No, we wanted to not do much about what's new at the store. I couldn't tell you what's new.
No,
this
I don't
week.
Think there's much new this week.
Well, we've only had a couple days.
Monday.
No, okay. We're in show mode, and it's going to be great. It's really fun if you go. Stick around at night. Hang out in the bar. You don't have to drink, but just have a soda and just hang out. You'd be amazed at the at how fluid the seating arrangements are. People just, you sit and you chit-chat with somebody, and then another group joins you, or, you know, somebody then needs to go to dinner and you move around, but you have some amazing conversations. And most of the time, there are shiny, pretty, pointy things on the table, and it's just this really big chit-chat and pen show, this little mini show-and-tell in the bar. It's a blast.
Yeah, sometimes you can't at the show. You can't.
You don't have time.
Especially if you have a larger binder of pens, you can't. You can't really go through them when you're at the show if it's busy. So.
But, you know, if there's something you want to play with or you want to see, it's definitely the time to do it. Bring some paper.
Yeah, definitely bring your paper and swap pens. So, sorry about the noise. They're cleaning the hallway.
That's it.
Is that that?
I think so. Anything are we going to bring Google Glass with us on the trip?
Maybe not. I don't know. Should we? Do you want to?
No, you're going to bring the camera, right?
I'm thinking about bringing the camera.
Okay. If anybody has any suggestions for places along highway, what is it?
40?
40 and 10 or something. We're going to go Wichita down to Albuquerque, Flagstaff, and over. So if there's anything that we shouldn't miss, absolutely let us know. Okay. Usually everything good is closed at 2 in the morning.
Usually.
But.
Except in Beaver.
Beaver, Utah. That was weird. So.
Best story ever. anyway. All right. Anyway. Boy, is that it? It's going to be really quick.
It is.
20 minutes.
That's it. I hate wasting people's time.
Yeah, I got nothing else, really.
Show. Dave will be here. Store will be open.
Store will be open. Dave will be shipping. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stuff here. We don't have everything, but again, if there's something that you want, let us know. Probably by noon tomorrow would be better.
Yeah.
I think by 2 you're going to be all packed up.
Yep. home sleeping.
Shoot us an email, and
we'll get it packed up.
And we'll try to bring it for you. So, in other words, I think that's it. We will see you guys in LA. Those that are going, I know Paul is going to be there, so we're looking forward to seeing you. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
What about next week?
Next week podcast. When do you want to do it? We're going to be home Tuesday. When do you want to do it? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Do you want to do it Tuesday night?
No. I have no idea when we're getting home Tuesday. We are not doing a podcast.
Let the record show there will be no podcast on Tuesday next week. So let's do Wednesday 8 o'clock. Is that 8 or you want to do 7 or
Wednesday
eight?
At 8 is
Wednesday
fine.
At 8. Okay, so Wednesday 8 o'clock next week.
Wait, Paul's talking about armadillos. Am I supposed to not hit those two, Paul?
Oh man,
thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to
those
hit those.
Would
those
would hurt. Yeah.
Really seriously, that's what's up.
All right, and we do have a shout out.
We have a shout out.
We
okay.
do. Shout out to my mom, who I don't see in the chat, but she might be listening anyway. And our son, Garrett, who I'm sure Grandma is making watch. It's kind of weird to not have Garrett home when we get ready for a show. He's quite helpful when we're getting ready, and it's kind of weird to not have him around. Yeah. But he's warm.
Well, we will be soon enough. So.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Well, yep. There it is. It's a short one this week. Thanks for tuning in. And
see you in LA.
See you in LA, baby. So here it is. Use your pens. Write to us. Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Send us an email at
Brian@AndersonPens.com
or Lisa@AndersonPens.com. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all sorts of other social media, including one Brian just told me about.
New one.
As
week.
Anderson Pens.
Blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is AndersonPens.com.
Join the mailing list. Check out the blog for updates, new products, events in the store. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.